This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A critically endangered penguin chick at the Denver Zoo has recovered after a serious health scare. The zoo says the African penguin came down with unspecified respiratory problems after it hatched mid-October. Staff raised the chick by hand in an intensive care unit and provided oxygen as needed. The zoo says the fluffball will join its flock in the coming weeks and a DNA test will determine its sex. There are currently fewer than 20,000 African penguins left in the world, with the population declining. Xcel Energy wants to charge more for electricity later into the evening. As CPR Sam Brash reports, some customers are blasting the idea.
Colorado's biggest utility currently charges its highest rates for electricity from 3 to 7 p.m. year-round. It wants to extend those peak hours from 5 to 9 p.m. in the winter and from 3 to 9 p.m. in the summer. Utility managers say that'll nudge customers to use power when there's plenty of wind and solar on the grid. But in a recent public meeting, Xcel customer Anna McCaffrey said it's just impractical.
And there is no way to not use your air conditioning from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. when it's 100 degrees. It's just not possible.
Colorado utility regulators will make a final decision on the proposal early next year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Last night, the U.S. Senate passed a resolution marking 2 years since a mass shooting at Club Q. On November 19, 2022, a gunman shot and killed 5 people at the Colorado Springs LGBTQ nightclub. Senator Michael Bennett introduced the resolution. Sunny and mild this weekend in Denver with highs in the low 60s. In Colorado Springs, plenty of sun with temps in the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. And in Grand Junction, sunny and 50 on Saturday and Sunday. This is CPR News in KRCC.